everything that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning, 8:16. What's happening, man?
Weed is legal.
Yeah. Did they ever do an episode where Beavis and Butthead smoke weed?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
No? I'm sure they did.
We ate a lot of nachos.
Because they were high all the time.
Right?
The nacho sales here in Southwest Michigan are just going to skyrocket. We got some clouds this morning. Sun and clouds later on in the day. High of 43. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, low of 28. Thursday, we got some clouds. Then some more clouds creeping in. So, all right, it's cloudy tomorrow.
Cloudy. Yeah.
Chance of rain later on, high of 42.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I love this story. There's a guy named Brandon Hatfield in St. Augustine, Florida.
Big surprise, Florida.
Monday night. I know, right? Florida. Brought to you by Florida. Monday night, he broke into a zoo park and jumped into the crocodile pit.
Oh, that's a good start.
Started playing with some crocodiles.
Good start to the night.
Here's the best part, though. He was wearing Crocs.
He just wanted to be with his people, man.
I got these Crocs on, man. I got to go wrestle some crocodiles. One of the three 12-foot crocodiles in the pit attacked him before he got away. The next morning, the staff found shorts, blood, and yes, the Crocs in the pit. Wait, he lost his shorts?
Yeah.
So here's a guy just Donald Ducking it.
Yeah, what?
Just a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
No shorts.
With Crocs.
He lost his Crocs. And the cops already had Brandon. They found him the night before wandering out a neighborhood nearby in just his boxers with blood on his legs and foot. Took him to the hospital. When he gets out, he'll be charged with burglary, criminal mischief. That's my favorite one.
Mm.
And probation violation.
Crocs are no joke, man. They'll tear you up.
Well, here's the thing is, the shoes, I know. Really. I understand his thinking. He's wearing Crocs. He's going to wrestle some Crocs. But that's a horrible shoe.
Mm-hmm.
To wear while fighting crocodiles.
Now, when he was wearing his Crocs, was he in two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive? You know what that is?
No.
You know, like the back strap that goes around your heel? If you're wearing the back strap, you're in four-wheel drive.
That would be smart because you want good footing while you're wrestling a crocodile in your Crocs.
Trying to juke a Croc, you're going to want to be in four-wheel.
I mean, you want a nice, you need good ankle support.
Mm-hmm.
You need a good grip if you're wrestling crocodiles. Crocs aren't going to do that for you.
Have you ever put on a Croc?
Yeah, I have.
Pretty comfortable.
And then I took a picture of my junk and sent it to an ESPN analyst. Oh, wait, that was Brett Favre.
That was Brett Favre.